Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
One of the greatest Pirates pitchers of all time. He definitely was one of the greatest broadcasters of all time for the Bucks as well. And he's a World Series champion. I'm, of course, talking about Steve Blass. Steve, you want to agree with Chris on that? Bob Gibson, most dominant guy in his prime?
Well, it's an interesting conversation. If you want to talk about strictly overpowering because Nolan Ryan threw harder, but Bob Gibson had, you know, he also knew how to pitch, you know, I put Tom Seaver. He was overpowering to spots, and you know, but I actually had to hit against Nolan Ryan in his second major league start at Shea Stadium. You know, I was in the on deck circle. Jerry Grody is catching. And I'm kneeling down there, and I said, I could die tonight. And so I went up, and I said, Jerry, here's the deal. No problem. Three pitches, and I'm out of here. But look at him out there. There's stuff coming out of his nose. His eyes are crossed. He's 19 years old. He throws 200 miles an hour. He doesn't know where it is. And if he hits me and I live, I'm hitting you. He called time and went out at a conference. It was three pitches.
Oh, that is tremendous. I've never heard that story before. That's great.
Yeah, I imagine at 19, he really had no idea where that baseball was going.
Well, he got traded for Jim Fregosi. It's like the Mets, they didn't think he was going to turn into a seven no-hitter guy, Steve.
Well, I'll tell you, I was terrified. You know, it's hard to swing the bat when you're peeing your pants at the same time. But I've never seen anything like that. And, of course, that's as close as I ever got to real speed. You know, there were guys like Jim Maloney and J.R. Richard.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the thing with Skeens, and I want to talk about him, is the fact that unlike most power kids, and he's a kid, 22, they have come up from Little League all the way through every possible level, minor league stuff or whatever, college, and just blown people away and never really figured it out how to that gut feel, that pitching instinct. This young man has that. I heard him interviewed, and I loved it because the only reason I won games is because I did that. I based a lot on what he was going to throw next based on how the batter reacted to the previous pitch. And Paul Skeens talked about that and does it. And I'm dazzled by him. I'm excited. I don't go to the ballpark when he pitches. I like the TV angle where I can see what his pitches are doing. And so I've seen him adjust, you know, from a team like, I think it was maybe the Reds or somebody that was looking for the heat right away.
Yep.
Him going away from that. And that gut feel of how to pitch. So that's rare because a lot of power guys never get the pitching part. He's got both power and the gut instinct how to work. And I'm so excited for him. And I will say that based on what I heard you guys open up with is the All-Star game. It's an exhibition game. Mm-hmm. The game to me means nothing. The game to me watching people who play the game better than anybody else. And I will give you a little personal thing. I went to one All-Star game in Atlanta in 72. But I'll never forget walking into that clubhouse. Oh, my God. There's Willie Mays. There's Henry Aaron. There's Gibson, Seaver. Marischal, Bench, Rose. It was dazzling. I've never had an experience like that. Walking into that clubhouse, and my locker was next to Johnny Bench. And that was the 70s when the Pirates and the Reds were going tooth and nail. And Johnny, you know, back then we had respect for everybody, but it wasn't close. He said, "I understand you're pitching the third inning. I'll be catching. What do you want to use for signs? Like, you know, one thing's a fastball, two's a curve, three's a slider." I said, "John, whenever I face you, you seem to know what's coming. So why don't we just wing it?"
How'd it go?
Well, I got out there and I gave up a quick two or three hits. I got the bases loaded with one out and one run in. Somebody hit a rocket to first base, and I think Lee May caught it and touched their first base. My parents in this little small town in Connecticut, they swear by they're both gone now, but they swore that NBC had technical problems, and it was in the third inning, and that they never saw me. So we don't know whether you were in the All-Star game or not, son.
Oh, my God. You know, the other thing, Steve, from my perspective on Skeens, you said he's got the IQ, the pitching instincts, and the power and the stuff. How about when you throw that hard and you command it the way that he does? He does know where 102 miles per hour is going most of the time.
Well, yeah, that's rare because, so many guys just threw it down the middle and they couldn't touch. I interviewed Mike Schmidt one time, and I said, "Mike, what's the toughest pitch for you to hit?" I think, you know, I thought it was going to be some bizarre thing like a knuckleball or something. He said 95 miles right down the middle because you ain't got much time. And I always related to that. You know, what you guys probably don't know is that I threw 101 miles an hour. It just took me two pitches, two of my fastballs added together. You add them up, and I was there. But one of the other things, the overview, how many times in a major league city, the city and its fan base get excited about pitching? Usually it's the home runs, it's the rocket shots. And this, I give the fans and the city a tip of the cap because they're energized by pitching. That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen, but it's happening here, and it's different, but it's real, and I just love it. I'm revved up. Fan bases don't usually get revved up about pitching, but it's happening here, and it's a great thing for our town. It really is, and you know, he's got his feet on the ground. He's 22. He interviews well. I had a chance to say hello to him in spring training. I just wanted to shake his hand and wish him well. But I went to a social function Sunday, and his cousin and her husband were in town from California. And all I did was talk 20 minutes to them. I had a wonderful conversation telling them what a big fan I am of their cousin. So it was kind of a neat connection. But I'm looking for when the dust settles a little bit, if it ever does, I'd love to sit down with him and just shoot the breeze about pitching. But right now he's busy. Everybody wants a piece of him. I do too, but I'm going to wait. But I'm going to be glued to the TV set tomorrow. I can't wait.
Steve, the thing about him that is incredible to me, he's so dominant and he's so obviously confident, but he's very introspective about what he needs to do to get better. I just read a story that essentially this splinker pitch, this splitter sinker hybrid, he calls it a splitter, I think, or he calls it a sinker straight away, but this hybrid pitch he didn't have in his arsenal when the Pirates drafted him. And from basically chalkboard or sort of the drawing room to actually executing it has been less than a year. Can you just...
It has been the best pitch in baseball by a point of batting average.
Yeah, there's basically like a metric. What's the most effective pitch any individual pitcher's throwing? That splinker's the best pitch. Can you explain to people how wild it is that a guy could basically conceive of a brand new pitch and under a year later be using it to that great effect against major league hitters?
It's dazzling. You see, the thing is, again, the power guys, almost 100%, have the four-seamer. Now, he's throwing a two-seamer that has movement. When you don't throw hard, you throw a sinker. You turn the ball over because you want movement. You want to have them hit the top of the baseball and get ground balls. He has a four-seamer that is amazing. Now he turns it over, and he's got a fastball that has movement. He's throwing 95-mile-an-hour sinkers that have movement. It's an unbeatable combination. I mean, this young man might be what they call a generational type of arrival, and we've got them here in Pittsburgh.
Steve, what would have been your reaction if Danny Murtaugh came out to you 7 innings through a no-hitter and said, hey, Steve, you're looking tired. I think we're going to go to the next guy. What would have happened there?
I'd have punched him in the stomach. All right. I would have said, all right, it's going to be a fight. It's going to be great publicity, but you ain't getting the baseball. You're not going to get the baseball. And I know I'm a dinosaur and all that, but, you know, you only have such a long major league career, and you've got a chance to do that. It breaks my heart. I know all the stuff. Okay, we're going to protect him, and we're da-da-dee, ba-da-ba-dee, and all that. And I know we're in that world, and I have some respect for it. But when it gets down to a no-hitter, I think the Rays took Snell out.
Yeah, that was the World Series, Game 7. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And it's crazy. I had one for 2 1/3 innings, and I would have fought somebody.
I mean, are you convinced the innings limits and pitch counts make a difference, Steve?
Well, my only concern, and they say they're protecting their arms, there are more pitchers on the DL than there's ever been. And you know what? I believe, and this is just my old head dinosaur talking, all the medical technology we have in the world, I love it. It does amazing things, great respect. But I still don't know if you can figure out what the tolerance of a pitcher's arm and the elbow and the shoulder. I don't know that you can do that beforehand. And they're protecting him. I get it. But I went away to play ball when I was 18 years old. I weighed 160 pounds. The next year I was throwing 200 innings in Class D ball. Of course, I wasn't a big bonus by me. I don't think they cared whether I had a good arm or not. But it's changed. The old theory used to be the more you throw, the more you build up arm strength. The more arm strength you build up, the more you resist injury. That was never scientifically done. That was old wives' tale or old pitcher's tale, but that's kind of the theory we had. And it's not in vogue now, it is what it is, as they say. I grew up differently, it's different now. I had to throw a sinker and a four-seamer because I didn't throw 95. I had to have that difference where I could get some movement because I couldn't throw my ball by people. So I wound up with a splinker before he did. the phrasing now, you know, yeah. The phrasing is all different. You know, they talk about exit velocity. The only time I think about exit velocity is when I'm sitting on the toilet. So that's a whole different program.
Steve, we obviously adored everything you did on TV and radio for all those years and bring in the Pirates a World Series championship in 71. But honestly, I think I tell more people after reading your book, I think I tell more people about your 2 hole-in-ones in one round than anything else you ever did. It's unbelievable that happened.
Well, it did. But, you know, you got to keep a perspective, too. It was at Greensburg Country Club, and they have 6 par-3s. I only did it to 2 of them. But a quick story. I called my son on the cell after I did the first one. He laughed and hollered. And then after the second one, I called him. He hung up on me because he thought I was already drunk. But I took off my glasses. I threw them on the dirt. And you know how kids will get on a hill and just get down on the ground, just roll down the hill?
Yes.
That's what I did at 60-some years old. I damn near died. I damn near died.
And didn't you get a letter from Arnold Palmer? Am I making that up?
No, I did. I still have it. I got a handwritten note. I know Doc, what's this guy? Doc Giffen.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure Doc, you know, got it organized, but it was handwritten by Arnold. He said, I've had like 2 hole-in-ones on consecutive days or different. He worded something that he had done, but he had never had 2 on the same day. And I cherish that, of course. Back in the day, I did some commercials with him for the Heart Association. So I got to spend a little time with him. But I'm just as dazzled by his name as I was when I first got here to Pittsburgh. I got so lucky. You know, how about pitching and playing in the decade of the 70s with the Steelers and the Pirates and Pitt winning a championship, the C. Millers winning table tennis championships. I mean, the good Lord has had his arm on my shoulder for a long time, and I never forget it. So it's been wonderful.
Steve, let's do it again soon. Thank you so much for coming on with us
today.
Thanks,
Steve.
Yeah, my pleasure. Enjoyed the visit, guys. Take care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.